Greetings, this is Carl, and of course, this is Behavior Up Radio. This is recorded late at night after a full day of really amazing conversations and lots of walks in the mountains behind my house, trying to process the experience of having conversations with people who are searching, like they're trying to find their thing and living a life devoted to that pursuit. And one thing that was super interesting to me today was in one of the conversations I was talking with a singer-songwriter, somebody who's been living a creative life forever. They were making films before, and then they started, launched a career as a singer-songwriter. We were talking about the pursuit of the thing. You know, the pursuit of a creative life, the pursuit of meaningful experiences. And I was reminded of what feels like a little bit of a counter-argument against the concept of enough. And it's really more complicated than that. It's more nuanced than that, because in maybe some practical areas of our life, it's really important to have enough, to be enough, to figure out what that means. But in other areas, the pursuit is the thing. The fact that you're not quite there, the fact that you actually don't want to be comfortable in those areas within certain boundaries. When you, I've heard Peter Rawlings, the philosopher, talk about this, and I'm assuming it comes from some line of work from some philosopher that I don't know. But it's actually when you lack something, that gives the exploration of that lack, the pursuit of that lack, the goal of closing that lack, actually gives your life meaning. And the way Rawlings says it is, rather than feeling like you lack the secret, right? Sitting around saying, gosh, there's something I lack the secret. He says, think about it as the secret of the lack. And that understanding the secret of the lack is freedom. That if you finally realize, like, no, and in one of the conversations I had today with another person, we talked about, like, oh, wait, almost as if there was a voice in my own head. Oh, wait, Carl, you thought you were going to close that gap. Oh, now I understand why you've been so tormented. That gap is never meant to be closed. There's always going to be a pursuit. That is the secret of the lack. You don't want to get comfortably numb in this creative side of your life. And you could apply that, I think, to like relationships. Oh, I want my relationship with my kids to be a little better. Like, and I feel great about where it is, and I want it to be a little better. It just lacks a little bit of depth. I'd like a little bit more depth, and hopefully I never stop doing that, right? I want the work that I'm doing in the world. I think it could be a little better, a little better. So instead of ever feeling like you're ever going to get there, oh, I lack the secret, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. Flip it around, Peter Rowling says, the secret of the lack. That is really, like, there's something incredible. Because I guess the paradox for me had been the maybe the belief of, like, we don't want to be striving. We don't want to be grasping. We don't want to be reaching. And I think that, I think there are wisdom traditions that point at that. Like, it's the striving that causes human suffering. And what this idea is that was pointed out to me today was, no, the striving is the thing. The pursuit is the thing. I just think that's so fun to think about. Cheers, my friends.